672. I was wondering, because I realized I'm not at a, by a stop that I would service. Should I move up to another stop?
Okay, copy that. Yeah, that doesn't matter so much as long as you're in a safe location. I've been kind of talking with my manager. I want to figure out what we're going to do for sure for you. I want to make sure you're taken care of. So first off, I think your follower went by. Did they grab your passengers?
No. He just went, they went around me and went on. I didn't even know they were behind me because they were behind a 70, and I didn't know they were behind me until they went around me and left.
All right, copy that. And I usually call them, but I didn't really get a chance to before they went by you, so no worries. So well, let me ask you this real quick. Do you feel like you could safely drive back to the garage?
I think I could. I just take my time, but I think I could.
Okay, I hear a little bit of reluctance in your voice. If you're reluctant to drive, just let me know. It's perfectly fine.
I mean, with the headache, I would prefer not to. But if that's what's needed, I'll do it.
I don't want you to risk yourself or anybody else. And it concerns me with a headache, too. Not all headaches are created equal. So some you can drive with, some you cannot. So that's a judgment call I need you to make. It's perfectly fine if you don't feel safe driving the bus. I would rather you tell me now than have something bad happen. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'll go ahead and wait to see what you guys have figured out. And I know I got a curtailment message to go to Goose Hollow. Should I be going there or staying here?
No, you're going to stay there. All that curtailment message does is it takes you out of the system so the public doesn't think you're coming. That's, you know, we don't want them to wait for your bus and then you're not coming and then they get mad and don't call TriMet and, hey, why isn't this bus here? So that just lets them know you're not coming, so you don't need to worry about that. Do you have somebody that could come pick you up if you call a family member or something?
I might have someone that's available that's not working, but I couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and get out of your seat, give your relative a call, see if somebody can come pick you up, and then we'll have the shop come and get that bus. But I do not want you to drive the bus if you're not sure you can drive safely, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, copy that. Go ahead and give your family member a call. You can let me know if you get a hold of somebody, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. And I hope you feel better at 16.